Exercise 4, page 113.
Welcome to the show, Marius. It's great to have you here. I want to start by saying that travel writing is a dream job for many people. The idea of exploring the world and getting paid to do so is something many of us would love. Is life as a travel writer everything it appears to be?
Well, I am extremely lucky to have the job I have. Although very few people get rich doing it, it makes for a very rich life. So yes, I think the perception the general public has of a travel writer's job is spot on. There is nothing more wonderful than exploring this fascinating planet of ours.
What would you say are the biggest rewards of your job?
The fact that, through meeting other people and seeing other cultures, you learn more about yourself and about life. You see, traveling constantly changes and challenges your ideas about people, about life, about yourself. In many ways, travel wakes you up. You see what life is all about. And then there's the memories, of course, the freedom, the new friends, and the fact that you get to explore the planet.
And what about the challenges? What are some of the difficult aspects of the job?
Well, of course, there are many. But with regard to the writing process, one of the biggest challenges is to discipline yourself to take the time to write every single day. It's so easy to put off writing for a day when you are traveling, because life on the road is so fascinating. But then, before you know it, that day has become a week and you've lost your story. You see, a place is like a dream. Unless you record it instantly, it will gradually fade and fade, and you will never be able to get it back. You must catch the sensations, the sound, the smell, the colours of a place, immediately.
What would you say to people who are considering a career in travel writing?
Do it because you love writing. Do not do it for the money, the travel, or the adventure. Anyone who's in this job so that they can become rich or famous is going to be very disappointed. But anyone who is looking for personal development, stimulation, and challenge will be richly rewarded.
What separates the successful writers from the unsuccessful?
Well, before considering becoming a travel writer, I think you should ask yourself what you, in particular, have to contribute. That is, what is it about your interests and experiences that will let you say something new? Millions of people visit the pyramids in Egypt every year, and many of them write beautifully about it. What is it about you that will allow you to say something fresh? Travel writing is fiercely competitive, so it's essential to have a distinct style or a definite point of view.
You said travel writing was not the best career a person could choose if they wanted to make money. Do you have hard feelings about the low pay?
For me, travel is a joy and a privilege. I can honestly say that I don't think of the financial side. The fact that we are poorly paid has never been a concern for me. Besides, one of the wonders of traveling is that you don't have to be rich to live like a king. In many countries, even the poorest of us can experience luxuries and conditions that would be completely out of reach at home.
You said that travel constantly challenges your ideas. Can you talk a little more about this?
Most of the people you meet when you are traveling face more hardships in one day than you or I will have to face in a lifetime. In this way, traveling humbles you. But it inspires you too, because you see what human beings are capable of in the face of great hardship. Some of the happiest people I have met are some of the world's poorest. How can one not learn from seeing this?
Thank you, Marius. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise.
Welcome to the show, Marius. It's great to have you here. I want to start by saying that travel writing is a dream job for many people. The idea of exploring the world and getting paid to do so is something many of us would love. Is life as a travel writer everything it appears to be?
Well, I am extremely lucky to have the job I have. Although very few people get rich doing it, it makes for a very rich life. So yes, I think the perception the general public has of a travel writer's job is spot on. There is nothing more wonderful than exploring this fascinating planet of ours.
What would you say are the biggest rewards of your job?
The fact that, through meeting other people and seeing other cultures, you learn more about yourself and about life. You see, traveling constantly changes and challenges your ideas about people, about life, about yourself. In many ways, travel wakes you up. You see what life is all about. And then there's the memories, of course, the freedom, the new friends, and the fact that you get to explore the planet.
And what about the challenges? What are some of the difficult aspects of the job?
Well, of course, there are many. But with regard to the writing process, one of the biggest challenges is to discipline yourself to take the time to write every single day. It's so easy to put off writing for a day when you are traveling, because life on the road is so fascinating. But then, before you know it, that day has become a week and you've lost your story. You see, a place is like a dream. Unless you record it instantly, it will gradually fade and fade, and you will never be able to get it back. You must catch the sensations, the sound, the smell, the colors of a place immediately.
What would you say to people who are considering a career in travel writing?
Do it because you love writing. Do not do it for the money, the travel, or the adventure. Anyone who's in this job so that they can become rich or famous is going to be very disappointed. But anyone who is looking for personal development, stimulation, and challenge will be richly rewarded.
What separates the successful writers from the unsuccessful?
Well, before considering becoming a travel writer, I think you should ask yourself what you, in particular, have to contribute. That is, what is it about your interests and experiences that will let you say something new? Millions of people visit the pyramids in Egypt every year, and many of them write beautifully about it. What is it about you that will allow you to say something fresh? Travel writing is fiercely competitive, so it's essential to have a distinct style or a definite point of view.
You said travel writing was not the best career a person could choose if they wanted to make money. Do you have hard feelings about the low pay?
For me, travel is a joy and a privilege. I can honestly say that I don't think of the financial side. The fact that we are poorly paid has never been a concern for me. Besides, one of the wonders of traveling is that you don't have to be rich to live like a king. In many countries, even the poorest of us can experience luxuries and conditions that would be completely out of reach at home.
You said that travel constantly challenges your ideas. Can you talk a little more about this?
Most of the people you meet when you are traveling face more hardships in one day than you or I will have to face in a lifetime. In this way, traveling humbles you. But it inspires you too, because you see what human beings are capable of in the face of great hardship. Some of the happiest people I have met are some of the world's poorest. How can one not learn from seeing this?
Thank you, Marius. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise.